on the Colorado State Sports Network. From Learfield, this is the Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show. Presented by Lucky Joe's Water Pick. Proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams. Bank of Colorado, there's only one. UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. Also brought to you by Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill. Now, here is your host, Brian Roth.
All right, a very good Thursday evening, and we welcome everybody back here to Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're in beautiful Old Town Fort Collins, all lit up here on this November evening as we get set to talk about Colorado State Ram basketball here for the next hour. Head coach Ryan Williams joining us here for the first half hour. Nico Medved, men's basketball coach, joining us in the back half of the program, taking you right up until 7 p.m. here this evening. Ryan Roth, voice of the Rams, with you. Happy to be joined by Ryan Williams, his ball club, coming off a 77-42 win over Colorado Christian on Tuesday night. And they open up the season at 1-0, and they'll try to make it 2-0 tomorrow night against Northern Colorado. Ryan, good to see you. How are you? Does it feel good to get that first win of the season under the belt?
Yeah, it's just good to get going, and it was such a fun night. It was fun to play right before the guys, and I thought our kids played a pretty solid game, and then to be able to kind of, you know, take a deep breath and witness what we witnessed our guys do to Oral Roberts was just a very fun, energetic night in Moby. I think our fans really – you're going to have a fun basketball season. You just are. So it was a great night. Good to get the first one, but they just keep coming. Here comes the next one, and we've got to be ready to go tomorrow night.
Yeah, they do keep coming. You get UNC coming up on Friday night. Then you'll play on Monday night against the women's team from Oral Roberts. Then the next Thursday, you're at DU, or next Friday. So the games are going to start stacking on each other. And I know as a coach, especially early in the season, that probably makes you a little bit worried, right? You get all this practice time, and then, boom, it's all games and no practice.
Yeah. Yeah, it's after that first game, or that you wish like you had, you know, a week and a half of practice.
Right, give me another 10 straight days of practice.
Exactly. But that's just not how it is, and obviously the kids don't want that. They want to start playing games and, you know, play in front of the fans and all of that. And so, we're just excited to – and I think that's what this group needs, Brian. I mean, I think it was very evident the growth from our exhibition game to our game against CCU. We were happy with some improvement in some areas, but now you've got to really start growing because the competition really steps up. That's what games do. They allow you to grow up, you know, situations that you cannot really, copy in practice. It's you only get them in a game. That's where you learn. That's where you get better. And that's what this early season is for. And, you know, we saw it the other night going against CCU. They played a funky little matchup zone, and we hadn't really – didn't know they were going to do that. We had no prep on them or scout on them. So it was – you kind of learn on the fly and make adjustments during the game. So that's all good stuff and a good learning experience for our team.
Yeah, again, 77-42, the final score. Rams knock off Colorado Christian Division II team out of the RMAC. Rams were up by 12 at the end of the first quarter, up by 15 at the end of the second quarter. Push that lead to as high as 28 going into the fourth quarter. So incrementally just continued to take control of that basketball game. All right, well, you had an exhibition game under your belt going into the game on Tuesday night, and then you play the game here on Tuesday night. Give me the positives. What did the head coach like? I mean, obviously you win by, you know, the amount that you won by 35 points. You kind of expect to do that against a Division II team, but what were the positives that you pulled out of that game?
Yeah, I think the three areas where we wanted to really improve, you know, we wanted to be a better on-ball defending team, and we were better on the basketball. We were more disruptive on the basketball, caused a few more turnovers than we did in the exhibition. We wanted to shoot the ball better, which we did. You know, we shot, I think, 35 or so percent from the three. Exhibition, we didn't shoot it very good. And we wanted to rebound the ball better, which we did. Still, that's an area where this team has to grow. But I think the biggest thing, too, is just kind of getting your sea legs underneath you. I think you saw our kids sustain some minutes in that first game, the exhibition game, the you know, a little anxious. You saw some fatigue. I thought we were able to sustain some longer minutes from kids that we're going to need to play longer minutes. So it was good, but we moved the basketball. I think the biggest thing was 24 assists on 6 turnovers. You know, that's good. You know, that's good team basketball. It's valuing the basketball. Obviously, you've got to shoot a good percentage for that to happen, and I thought we did that.
You know, one of the things I was really looking forward to watching you guys play was seeing the newcomers and to get an idea of who some of these names that maybe we don't necessarily know about quite yet. And a couple of the transfers were in the starting lineup. Kendall Kinzer, again, she's a transfer from Fresno State, in the starting lineup. And then Upe Tausu, also in the starting lineup, the transfer from Butler. At You know what? I mean, Ryan, she is – you mentioned last week she's going to add a bunch of athletic ability to your team, but she shoots the ball pretty well too, doesn't she?
She is. She's actually a really solid shooter. I think, you know, people play her drive, and you know, but she can line that thing up and snipe it. You know, she likes to shoot it. You know, sometimes it's a little too early in the shot clock. I mean, if you see my frustration, it's probably that. You know, she's one of those that you make one pass, and if she thinks she's got a little bit of a gap to get it off, she's going to get it off. But, you know, she is a good shooter. Shot over 40% at Labette Junior College.
Okay.
So she's somebody that has shot it well her whole career. Obviously is very explosive when she puts the ball on the floor and can get to the basket. Draws a lot of fouls. You know, she's like a career 85-plus percent free throw shooter. So – we welcome that, you know,
right.
Somebody that can really attack the rim, and but she can make some plays out of it. You saw her get in the middle of the lane the other night and play off of 2 feet and get a couple really nice assists, kick out threes to Prim there. So Upe is, she's only going to get better in each game. You know, she's a very good player, but everything that we are throwing at her is new. It's just different than what she did at Butler. And so sometimes it just takes kids a little bit longer, but Upe, as this year goes on, she's going to be a very valuable weapon for us.
Yeah, because she has that athletic ability and the ability to score. And just watching her there in that game on Tuesday night, it seems to be she has a chance to become kind of a fan favorite there at Moby Arena. Of course, we saw Kendall Kinzer.
She needs to be a coach's favorite first. Okay,
let's start with
let's
the
start
basics
with that.
And work,
so,
work out.
Yeah.
Well, she is an experienced player, so I mean, you know, she's got a lot of Division I experience at Butler, and then of course an illustrious junior college career. Kinzer, of course, you, the fans saw her, well, maybe a couple years ago,
yeah.
But we know about her. How about the freshman? And I don't know if you're going to be playing Anna Prim, the freshman from Spain, 19-20 minutes a night as you get into the season. But man, she played 19 minutes on Tuesday night. Came in, I think she knocked down the first three she took and ended up with 14 points. It led you guys on Tuesday night.
Yeah, you know, Anna's a very experienced player. I think you saw that, you know, that nothing really phases her. The game or the whatever the moment is doesn't speed her up. You know, she's the starting point guard for their Spanish national team, their 18 and under team. So she's played in a lot of big games. And so that's what we love about her poise. It was nice to get her more minutes the other night. You noticed we were not as deep at the wing position because we had Sydney Meck out. So we tried something different. We tried playing McKenna and Anna together. And it was actually a fun little experiment. It proved to be a good thing the other night. I don't know if we can get away with it against better teams, but you know, we played her at the off guard, somebody that can shoot it. You saw her very comfortable against the zone. You know, she just knows how to play with some poise. She knows how to hunt down a three. She shoots it with great confidence, and she kind of just demands the game. She kind of controls it. She's pointing out there, kind of running the show. So Anna's somebody that's going to be a very valuable player in our system for years to come. I think as this year progresses, you're going to see her minutes climb. She just, and not that she has to play the one, but she's very tough too. The thing that you notice about Anna is she just loves to guard. She's very, very competitive. She doesn't mind to get her hands dirty, and and fight somebody. Maybe they've got a size advantage, but you know, she's some. And we played small before, you guys. You know that, right? You remember AJ, all right? Yeah, we played AJ with some smaller guards back before, but Anna is somebody that I think the fans are really going to love cheering her on.
You guys played 11 players on Tuesday night. Was that kind of in the cards going into the game? If you did get a lead, like you probably thought you would, that you guys would pretty much play everybody.
Yeah, we had a plan to play everybody in the first half, regardless of the score, you know, just to get everybody out there and also try some different rotations. And again, with Sydney being out, it allowed us to play some kids at some different spots. And maybe that was probably why I thought we were really good in spurts. And there was some situations where, like, we just were not as connected as you want to be. But we've got kids. We had kids playing spots that they really hadn't practiced. And, you know, we asked Bengi to play a little bit of point guard. We asked her to play the four. We asked her to play the three and the two all in one game. You know, so she's looking at me like, you know, quit speaking Chinese, all right? Just put me back at my four spot and let me play. But that's why these early games are so valuable, Brian. You've got to figure things out. And as the year goes on, you know, you're going to face certain situations. You're going to have kids not available. And so you've got to put different lineups out there that give you the best chance to win. And, you know, that was fun to do that the other night.
All right, so I asked you about the positives you took from a 35-point win against Colorado Christian. Obviously, there's a handful of stuff that you and the coaching staff said, hey, we got to get better here, 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 and here. And the list might go on, considering you guys are coaches and nothing's ever perfect. But what are a couple of the things that you saw? It's like, okay, we're going to have to get better here.
Yeah, I still think defensively, you know, the defensive rebounding piece is an area where you're probably going to hear me say that quite a while. You know, we might be into February and I'll still be saying that. But it's just something. We're pretty small at the guard spot. You know, it's just a skill set that we need to keep practicing. And so that still is an area that is very glaring on film. And, you know, you can fix that by playing, you know, different kids, bigger kids, that sort of thing. And we'll keep, you know, each night is different, obviously. You know, I don't know if it was a negative, but we did not handle their zone very well. You know, they played a little matchup that we hadn't practiced against. We didn't even know they were going to run it. You know, I thought we would have been a little better, even with the adjustments that we made in game. I thought we would have found, you know, probably some more rhythmic shots. Although we weren't bad, I know everybody liked the ball movement and that sort of thing, but I'm probably a little more critical than y'all. I didn't like how we handled that. You know, we had but we don't practice against it a lot,
right.
To you know, kind of give our kids the benefit of the doubt there. I think, too, we have some unnecessary fouling. I think we've gone a couple games now where we've gotten some kids in foul trouble that, you know, just can't be doing that. And the fouls that are being committed are kind of the silly foul that, you know, you might think you're playing hard, but you're just kind of playing silly. You know, we made some of those mistakes. You saw some of our starters get an early two fouls and had to sit. And, you know, that's going to end up biting you, you know, when you play like tomorrow night. That would bite us in a big, big way. So we've got to, you know, the unnecessary fouling is just something that we write on the board every single game. You know, ball security is very important. Get back defense, very important. And don't send people to the foul line. You know, in our game, you know, after five fouls in a quarter on that fifth foul, you're going to the foul line for two free throws. So if you get in that situation, you know, midway through a quarter, man, you could find yourself in a world of hurt. And so we're learning that. And I feel like we didn't really learn the lesson in the exhibition game. I think maybe how I communicated.
I thought I wrote this down, and I didn't. But what was that, your 400th game that you had coached?
I have no idea.
But I saw your...
Well, I got 400 wins. 400 I hope
wins.
I've coached more
there
than that.
No, 400 yeah. wins. I'm yeah. sorry. And I had it written down on another piece of paper, and, of course, you know, Murphy's
maybe
law,
here, maybe it. Here. I don't yeah. know.
But your girls
All
were...
I know is I got to coach one tomorrow night, and I better coach a lot better than I did on Tuesday.
Right. Well, I do so, know this. He is the all-time winningest coach in women's basketball history at Colorado State.
Yeah.
We do know that.
Okay.
So let's just leave it at that. Let's leave the specifics out of it.
Let's All I know is our fans really, really listen. I mean, we talked about how energetic it was Tuesday night.
Yeah.
What did I challenge our fans with? I said, just please, all right, stick around for the men's game. Okay.
They listened.
And they listened to the tune of, what was it, 7,800 or 70, whatever?
72.
Yeah, I mean, so, hey, yeah, just listen to Coach Williams, all right? Just listen to Coach Williams all the time. But what a fun night, and we're on to tomorrow night.
Yeah, it was a blast. It was a doubleheader on Tuesday night. Both Rams teams got victories, and guess what? We're going to do it again coming up tomorrow night. Another doubleheader at Moby Arena as the women are going to get set to take on a cross-county rivals as they take on UNC coming up tomorrow night. All right, we'll take our first time out of the evening. We'll look ahead to the games coming up in the next couple of weeks. Stay with us here tonight. We're at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon for the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Back after this from Learfield, the Colorado State Sports Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Lori Student Center or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish do song and dance at Ice Cold Brew every night at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane, cook tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas as critical for success in today's business world. WaterPik was the inventor of the original WaterPik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Director's Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Director's Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. A great night to be down here in Old Town Fort Collins. If you're out and about the area, come on down, grab a beer, grab a burger, grab some Irish meatloaf and great food and drink specials here this evening as we continue to talk Colorado State basketball. A couple more minutes here with Ryan Williams, women's basketball coach. They're off to a 1-0 start on the season, and they'll get UNC. The Bears come into Bobie Arena on Friday night, part of that men's women's doubleheader. The women play at 5:30. The men take on Arkansas Pine Bluff at 8 o'clock. And before we talk and preview the game coming up on Friday night, signing day, first Wednesday of November, always signing day, and the Colorado State women's basketball team signed three players. Quickly give us an idea of the newcomers coming to Fort Collins.
Yeah, we signed some really nice players, we feel, address some needs. You know, we got some versatile kids. You know, a young lady out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Hannah Ronsick, you know, a young lady out of Texas, Jaden Fife, and then a Jermaine kid out of Latvia that is really a fine player, and she's actually playing with her national team right now. Their top national team qualifying for World Cup. She's in Israel right now playing. So it's a good group. Again, with 6 foot, 6'1", 6'1", and all very skilled. All shoot the ball at a really nice clip. So. Wonderful students. They have wonderful families, and they were a joy to recruit, and we just welcome them to the Ram family.
Right, this roster taking on an international flair again for you guys. The three freshmen this year all come internationally to Colorado State. How do you pick up a kid from Latvia?
Yeah, obviously we've had a player from there, so we have a few connections still over there. But it was... Let's face it, she kind of is a young lady that kind of slipped through the cracks a little bit, maybe the COVID cracks. I mean, she had a lot of interest early, and then some teams just kind of, nobody got to go over there, right? So a lot of players just kind of were like, please look at me. Please look at me. You know, nobody's coming over here. And although, we've got some people that we really trust, we have not seen her in person, believe it or not. But, she is she's going to be a fabulous player, but it's just a market, right, that we've had success with. We like the international market. I think it fits Colorado State. I think it fits Fort Collins. And so we'll continue that, obviously. We're a world-class university, so why not get players from all around the world if you can? Our fans have enjoyed them. You guys have really done a tremendous job of welcoming our international players, Yeah. Wherever they're from. Texas, isn't that international? I mean, I know South Dakota sure the heck is international. I mean, gee whiz. So get these jackrabbits out of here. So.
That's funny. All right. UNC coming up tomorrow night, 5:30 p.m. What do we know about the Bears? They lost to Arizona State in their season opener. Arizona State, a really good Pac-12 team, but under a first-year head coach. And, of course, UNC, being an in-state school, long, here with Colorado State. UNC, when they play CSU in any sport, they're going to come in with a little bit of a chip on their shoulder.
Absolutely. Absolutely they are. We've experienced it, for 10 years now. And, so we're going – the Bears are going to be ornery tomorrow night. We know that. I think our kids have prepared well for them. It's a really short turnaround since playing Tuesday night. You try to get a little work done yesterday. Today was a big prep day for us. The biggest thing is we don't know really anything about them. That's what you're going to hear me say a lot in this early season. A new coach, you kind of go back to what she ran at her Division II school at West Texas A&M. and kind of research maybe her philosophy and the tendencies that maybe she's, you know, coached with. But, you know, but you look at her roster and it's you know, she had athletes at where she was prior to this. This is a little more, you know, they've got a big post presence. And so, you know, to put it mildly, we have no idea. Okay, we have no idea. All we know is they're going to play hard. They have some transfers. You know, they had a tough year last year, but you look at their roster, they dipped into the portal and snagged some really good players. So, you know, it's hard for us to – now you got to go back to the portal and what school was the player at,
right,
and
yeah,
watch her, yeah, clips from her previous institution. So not the easiest scout to put together, but still – early on in the year, though, it's still – you got to focus on you.
Right.
You know, we can't be spending a lot of time on the opponent. We've got enough issues, all right, where you've got to get better. And I'm imagine every coach in the country is saying that. You really need to grow your team in these early parts of the season. And so, you know, trust our principles. Trust that we're going to play hard and compete hard. Let's do what we do really, really well. And, you know, hopefully we can play well and get a big victory.
All right, again, that's UNC coming up tomorrow night. Last time the two teams met, 2019, Rams went to Greeley and got a 17-point victory. Rams, that'll take on Oral Roberts on Monday. And then November 18th at DU, and then they get number 6 Louisville coming into town, Moby Arena, on a Sunday afternoon on the 29th of November. That's your look ahead. It's brought to you by Alpine Gardens Landscapes, handcrafted for life. Ryan, thanks so much. Appreciate it. Looking forward to watching your team come out again tomorrow night. And please get the fans to stay for the men's game.
Yeah, we'll try to match that, okay? All right. But, yeah, hey, the fans are awesome. I mean, thanks for supporting us. And we'll see you there tomorrow night. All right. So everybody have a good rest of the week.
All right. That's Ryan Williams, women's basketball coach at Colorado State. We'll take a timeout. Nico Medved joins us next here from Lucky Joe's on the Colorado State Sports Network.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Go on. Guess what this sound is? That's the sound of you not worrying about your banking. We believe banking should be easy, so you can make the most of Colorado. No matter what that means to you. That's why our services help you worry less about your finances and focus more on the one thing at the end of your fly rod. That's thinking outside the box. Ooh, fish on. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same, to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com. Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk. WaterPik is a proud sponsor of CSU's Student Athlete of the Week and was founded right here in Fort Collins in 1962. We're here with WaterPik's Don Fairbanks.
We feel strongly about supporting CSU and employ many CSU graduates. We recognize the pursuit of knowledge and innovative ideas is critical for success in today's business world. Waterpik was the inventor of the original Waterpik water flosser and the original shower massage. We are a leader in the market with new and innovative products.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish do, song and dance and ice cold brew, every night at least two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
All right, we're about at the midway point here of the program tonight as we welcome you back inside Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, Old Town Fort Collins, the venue here this evening, talking Colorado State Rams hoops here on the Coors Light Colorado State Coaches Show. Brian Roth back with you. Nico Medved in the house. Nice round of applause for Nico. Did anybody have fun on Tuesday night?
I did.
Yeah. The head coach always has fun when his team plays like that. Nico, great to have you. And I did you thank Coach Williams for getting all the fans to stick around?
He's one of the best marketers I know, so I just appreciate him and all his marketing efforts and being so selfless.
That's
so,
right.
He's
a giver.
They listened to him. Yeah.
Well, the Rams got the 109-80 victory against Oral Roberts. And, of course, if you tuned into the game or tuned into the coach's show here a week ago, you know that it's an Oral Roberts team that went to the Sweet 16. An Oral Roberts team that's picked to battle for their conference championship. An Oral Roberts team that has a preseason All-American on its roster. And the Rams ran them off the court on Tuesday night. Nico, just talk about the atmosphere first, because we were talking off the air. I mean, that night was fun in every single quantifiable way.
Yeah, as a coach, and I am like this, it's – you got to treat the one game at a time, and you have to have that mentality. These seasons are long. You want to stay consistent. But I'd be lying if you said that was a special night, and it was a special night for so many ways. I mean, just to be back with fans, having that opponent, the team was so excited to get back out there and to show up and see the crowd the way that they were and the energy inside Moby. It was just off the charts. And then, I mean, I couldn't have asked the team to perform better than they performed. And what a terrific night, and one that I'll always remember, and I know our players will too. And I really wanted them to take a step back that night after that and, hey, just enjoy this, because they earned that. They earned that with their play. They earned that with who they are. And we can't thank everybody enough for coming out to support us. It means the world.
Yeah, I mean, it was so much fun, considering the fact that fans really hadn't been to Moby for a real game until Tuesday night, and to come for the women's and stayed for the men's and to see 7,200 fans. I mean, it was so much fun given the context of the pandemic. And it was a blast. Again, 109-80, the final score. And, one of the things that stood out to me as I'm kind of going through the stats and the game on Tuesday is that, David Roddy and Isaiah Stevens get a ton of the spotlight, as they should. They're all conference players. They're unbelievable. But, David Roddy struggled a little bit in the first half. Isaiah Stevens was solid, didn't have the best shooting night that we've seen out of Zay in years past. They combined for 20 points. The rest of your team combined for 89 points. 89
yeah.
points.
Yeah. It won't happen like that every night. But I can't lie. I mean, I think it was 6-7 minutes into the game, Kendall Moore goes out with an ankle injury. Then it wasn't too much longer. David's begging me to call a timeout because he's having back spasms. So we're down Roddy and Kendall Moore, and I'm like, oh, my goodness. But our guys never blinked. And not only that, they went the other way. And I think it speaks to the character and depth of the team. And they took a tremendous amount of pride. And, you know, John Tanjay looked like Kobe Bryant out there for a little bit. So
he did.
Yeah. It was awesome. And those guys have put in so much work. And I think they take a lot of pride in their depth. And, you know, that next, not the, I think Isaiah Stevens said it, it's not next man up, it's next man in. And all those guys just went and really performed at a high level, and that was great to see.
Yeah, you mentioned John Tanjay. That leads us into the next topic. I mean, what can you say about John? 31 points for Tanjay. His career high coming into the season was 15. He had it at that San Diego State game where he had the epic four-point play on that remarkable 25-point comeback game against 26.
Yeah,
I'm sorry, like, yeah. 26. Seems like a long time ago.
Yeah,
it's
yeah,
like that
yeah.
26 point comeback on national TV, and of course he was kind of the hero. And but for him to come out, he had 18, already eclipsed his season or career high in the first half, and then continue it into the second half. I mean, that has to be a huge confidence boost for John Tanjay, who is going to be asked to do more here in his junior campaign.
Yeah, absolutely. And he's a guy who he puts in a ton of work on his game, and he's a guy that's blossoming. And I think fans started to see that last year. And, you know, we see it every day in practice. And, you know, I mentioned after the game, you know, he and David Roddy guard each other almost exclusively every day. And we always joke with John, he gets to wrestle the grizzly bear, you know, every day in practice. And not only that, like, not only does he never complain about it or whatever, I think he thrives on it. He loves it. He loves the competition. He loves to get after it. And he more than holds his own, and he gets it done. And like I say, if he can do that against him every day in practice, well, he sure as heck can do it against anyone else we play against,
right,
in my opinion.
Right.
So I think that's what the fans are seeing. And he's a versatile guy on both ends of the floor, and it was awesome. And you know, his teammates were so happy for him. I'm really happy for him. He's such an unselfish guy, and it was just fun to watch.
Again, John's been a role player for the Rams in the last two 20-win seasons, averaged 6 points a game last year. But, man, I'll tell you what, he can really score it. You knew that coming out of Omaha, Nebraska, that he was a big-time scorer, and certainly showed that on Tuesday night with the 31-point performance. Some of the other performances that stuck out to me, first off, we knew Jalen Lake was going to play this year, the freshman, and I know you have high hopes for him, but he was one of the first wings off the bench, Nico, and not only did Jalen Lake get his first real Division I experience, but he comes into the game and has to guard an All-American. You put him right on the Asemus kid.
Well, how else are you going to learn?
That's right.
Yeah, so, I mean, why? You know, that's what you got to do. You got to throw him to the fire, and only one way to get experience, that's to get experience, right? But he's going to be a special player. I mean, he's an incredible worker. He's got great length. He's great with the ball in his hands offensively. The game is really, you know, slows down for him for a young player. And what's really surprised us as a coaching staff is how good he's been defensively. I think that's what so many young players really struggle with, that the speed of the game defensively. And it's really, you know, it's just come to him so much quicker than we would have anticipated. And so we really liked his length in that situation. And, you know, we made some mistakes there early, but I think he blocked a couple of shots. I think his length really bothered him, and he has the ability to move his feet in space and guard the ball. And so I think that was great to see. And I don't think that's the last time we'll see him on other really good players.
Yeah, I remember the sequence in the second half. He had a block on one end, came down the other end, a little floater off the glass, and what a debut from Jalen Lake. All right, we're going to talk more about that epic win against Oral Roberts as we take a timeout here. We'll be back after this here from Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon, taking you right up until 7 o'clock. Stay with us from Learfield, the Colorado State Sports Network.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
Hear that? It's the sound of you and your dream home. Because we believe in helping you find the right home loan. And to keep the process simple, with a fast online mortgage application and guidance at every step.
so you can focus less on finding a loan and more on the one thing in front of you, or whoever's at the door. That's thinking outside the bank. Bank of Colorado, Mortgage Division. There's only one. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew. For friendly folk in Irish stew, song and dance, and ice cold brew. Every night, at least till two. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's. Down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's. Down at Lucky Joe's.
Hey, CSU fans and players, is your day affected by sore muscles and joint discomfort? Now, relief is in your shower. Introducing Waterpik's patented Power Pulse therapeutic massage shower head. Power Pulse delivers up to 2 times more massage force. It's so therapeutic that it's clinically shown to help soothe muscle tension, relieve joint discomfort, and promote a restful night's sleep. In short, it's a daily massage that helps you be your best. Waterpik makes lives better by turning water into wellness.
I told you that front tire needed air.
I know, Dad.
Where's the tire iron? I told you, always keep a tire iron in a jack.
I know, Dad. I got it. Roadside assistance is included with my shelter insurance auto policy. It's one of the reasons you told me to get it. Remember?
Maybe you do listen after all.
At Shelter, listening to you is what we do best.
For a free insurance review, see Agent Elizabeth Bueller in Lakewood or Jackie Phillips in North Glen.
Ram fans, it's time to elevate your game and win big at the brand new Monarch Casino Resort Spa in Black Hawk. Come and play on the expanded gaming floor, including blackjack, roulette, craps, keno, all your favorite slots, and Black Hawk's largest poker room, open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Relax in luxury in one of over 500 new hotel rooms. Indulge in Steak Diane cooked tableside at the Chop House. Book a treatment at Spa Monarch, or just kick back at the rooftop pool with jaw-dropping views included. Bet on fun at Monarch Casino Resort Spa, Black Hawk.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, still a couple more segments left here on the program as we welcome you back. Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon in Old Town Fort Collins. Coors Light, Colorado State Coaches Show. Brian Roth, Head Coach Nico Medved with us here, taking you up until 7 o'clock. Rams, of course, coming off that victorious Tuesday evening 109-80 win against Oral Roberts. We continue to take a look at the last game in review presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one, and Nico, how about Deshaun Thomas? What a night DT had. And I know I was talking to you and some of the coaching staff here in the fall about Deshaun, and he's kind of changed his body, and his confidence has kind of gone up. Remember, he started the first 7 games of the season last year. Then you decided to bring him off the bench. But, boy, he does look like a more confident player out there. Deshaun Thomas registering his first career double-double with 16 points and 10 rebounds.
Yeah, he and I've said all along, he may have improved more than anybody in our program. He's been so consistent. He's gotten stronger. He's gotten more confident. He's always been able to shoot the ball. He's got great hands. He can pass. I think he's gotten more effective in the paint. He's gotten more confident sealing guys in his post-up game. He's gotten better on the defensive end. So that doesn't surprise us at all. And I think the one thing about this team that's been awesome to see is you know, we decided to start a small lineup, you know, and Deshaun had kind of been, you know, started in the exhibition. And we did that just based on some matchups. Oral Robert was such a unique team. I did it for defensive reasons. And then I start John and he scores 31. So I just looked brilliant. You know what I mean? Like I had some master plan or something that way. But that's not how it worked. But, like, Deshaun never blinked. He's like, okay, coach, whatever you think. And then he comes in and performs like that. And, you know, we may start completely different tomorrow night. And I may bring a guy who start 31 points off the bench tomorrow. I don't know. But you know what? They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. They want to win. And I think when winning becomes the most important thing in your program, then you have a chance to really be successful. And I think DT epitomizes that. And it was so fun to see him play well. And that's what we've been seeing in practice.
Yeah. And of course, teams in the conference, I think, understand that Deshaun Thomas can knock down a spot up three. And he's really good from about 15 at that free throw line area. I mean, he might be your best shooter from that spot, not as a free throw shooter, but just as a jump shooter in the middle of a game.
Yeah, I think he made one, and we caught it in some of our motion stuff at the elbow, and we run like a motion series and stuff, and he turned around from the elbow, and the guy was like 3 feet off of him, and that play is like, oh, wow, I haven't seen this in practice all summer. Like, because they, our guys know they're going to guard him, you know, and he's like, oh, well, I'll shoot it. Yeah. And he made it, and it's like,
I mean, if people in conference are going to guard him there for sure. And maybe his non-conference gets going, but some of these early season games when the scouting reports aren't as robust, you know, I mean, he's going to have some good looks. And, of course, we know Deshaun Thomas, he gets a good look, whether it be three or from 15 feet away. He's gonna knock down that shot. All right, I know a few Ram fans texted me yesterday about David Roddy and Kendall Bohr. David went out of the game. I know. I think we were all holding our collective breaths. You might have been too. And he went to the locker room.
I was.
And then, of course, we're doing our halftime show, Nygaard and myself. And then, of course, we're looking to see the team come out of the locker room. And David Roddy didn't come out of the locker room. And I got an eye on each other. I was like, oh, you got to be kidding. But he came back and actually gave you some minutes in the second half. So give us an idea. Roddy, Kendall Moore. Kendall was an ankle injury. He only played 8 minutes.
You know, and you're going to say, well, that's coach speak. I'm saying day to day. But I think that's the truth. I think David's really responded pretty well. And that's something. So I anticipate he's going to be ready to roll tomorrow. Kendall, you know, we'll see. But it's nothing, I think, that's going to keep him out for a long period of time. You know, Kendall's a tough guy and stuff. But I think you also have to have the mindset. It's a long season, right? And so we've got to be really smart about that. And that's where our depth can play in. You know, and a guy like Baylor Hebb, who knew he was probably not going to be in the rotation to start the season, but knew very well that he had to be ready because he was the next point guard up. I didn't think it was going to happen in the first half of the first game of the year when I walked down there and said, Baylor, you ready? You know, and he was. And so, you know, he's prepared. He went out there. He's had a great, you know, couple practices. And so he's ready to step right into that role for us. And that's where I think that depth will pay off.
All right. So I asked Coach Williams about this. You know, his team wins by 35. And I know coaches go back and watch the film and say, got to get better here, and here. You guys win by 29 against a really good basketball team, and we talked about how special the night was. But I know you and the coaching staff probably picked apart the film. Where do you think maybe you guys need to make a jump from Tuesday to tomorrow?
I think you know, one thing that really stands out is the rebounding. And you know, we were in some situations where we did maybe a little bit more switching maybe than we normally would just based on how they play. And I think we need to do a better job on the glass as a team. We need to be a lot more physical that way. I think that's something that showed up to me that we need to be really intentional about, and we're going to get challenged tomorrow night in that way a lot. I thought some of our defensive assignments, particularly late in the first half on Asemus, was not very sound. I thought we did a good job on him overall, but you know, a couple times we mixed up, I thought, some, even though he's a terrific player, some simple coverages, a last play of the first half when, I mean, everybody in the entire world knows he's going to take the, and we didn't, anyway. So that kind of stuff drives me crazy. And I think probably the only other thing is, and I thought some of it, we were just amped up early, that we settled for too many jumpers early in the game. We made some, but I thought our guys really settled down and got aggressive, and clearly we got really aggressive and really did a great job of attacking the lane. And so I think those were the three things. But all in all, Brian, I mean, I don't have a lot to complain about in that game. And they won't all be like that. And that was such a unique game in so many ways. But our team played great, and we got to let it go, and we'll be ready for tomorrow night.
All right, one final note from Tuesday night. I think my favorite play in the game – in the second half. You know, Tanjay scored 31, but he made a stellar pass coming down transition. And it was almost a no-look, one-handed cross-court pass. Threw it to Stevens, drove the baseline. Another just perfect dive to Deshaun Thomas for the dunk. I didn't even get a chance to go back and rewatch. I just remember it from my head. I mean, that was picture perfect basketball, Nico.
Yeah, that's the way we love it, man. Is guys sharing the ball and cutting and moving and playing with pace, and you know, 20 assists to 5 turnovers. We turned it over the first 2 possessions of the game and only turned it over 3
Amazing.
The rest of the game. And so the guys did a phenomenal job of sharing. And that's a skill within our offense we work on a lot. We call that a pull pass. And so that's a pass he couldn't have made his freshman year, and quite frankly, even a lot last year. But his ability to expand his game and to be able to see that, know that guy's going to be there. And he threw a fastball, you know, but he put it right on Isaiah. And Isaiah, you know, like, we weren't settling. He drove the close out, and we spaced the floor well, and we hit DT for the dunk. And those are fun. Those are energizing plays for the fans. They're energizing for your team when the ball gets moving and guys share it like that. That's the way the game's supposed to be played, and it's really fun.
All right, so as Coach Medved said, it's time to turn the page, as he and his coaching staff and his team, they have already done, and we'll do that here with one final timeout upon us. On the other side, we'll talk about the Golden Lions of Arkansas Pine Bluff. They're coming into Bobie Arena tomorrow night. All right, stay with us. More to come here tonight from the Coors Light Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show from Learfield, the Colorado State Sports Network.
At Canvas Credit Union, we know everyone's financial journey starts somewhere. Find your financial freedom with special products designed just for Rams based on your feedback. Hop into our CSU branch, pull up a chair, and spill your wildest dreams, because we're here to make them happen. Open an account today with your new financial bestie at Canvas's CSU branch inside the Laurie Student Center, or online today at canvas.org/CSU. Insured by NCUA. Membership eligibility required. Some conditions apply.
Strolling down in Old Town Square, I found a place I can't compare to any place I ever knew, for friendly folk in Irish dew. Song and dance, a nice cold brew, every night at least till 2. Hope next time that I see you down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
In the center of Old Town Square, in the heart of Ram Country, no matter where you're from, we're your neighborhood bar.
Just be sure to wear a smile down at Lucky Joe's, down at Lucky Joe's.
Dear Exit Strategy, let's pick the perfect Toyota for our great escape. Try the sporty Camry, the elegant Venza, the adventurous RAV4, or the spacious Highlander. No matter which vehicle you choose, there's an exit from the ordinary to match, and miles of fun ahead. See you soon. Toyota. Toyota. Let's go places.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog, because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
A shield against the elements. Comfort in the midst of chaos. Shelter in the aftermath of destruction. For 75 years, Shelter Insurance has remained true to our promise to be there when you need us most. This is the heartbeat of our company, our why. Shelter Insurance. For your auto, home, and life.
See agent Darren Potts in Evans or Amanda Olaby in Fort Collins and get the insurance coverage you need at the right price.
The sports medicine team at Orthopedic and Spine Center of the Rockies works with athletes from all walks of life, from rec to CSU to professional. For each athlete, OCR's goal is the same: to get you back to your game as soon as possible. For more information, go to orthohealth.com. OCR, serving CSU and the region since 1969. Learn more at orthohealth.com.
It's a new season. Get ready for more men's and women's college sports excellence. Trophies will be awarded in June to schools who take the top spot in the 2021-22 Learfield Directors Cup. The premier award recognizes one winning institution in all competitive divisions. Follow your favorite team's progress as seasonal standings are announced at L Directors Cup on Twitter and online at directorscup.org. The crowning achievement in college athletics.
You already got the hat, the jersey, maybe even the occasional green and white face paint. So kick things off right this season and add the FNBO CSU Visa debit card to the list. Pay loud and proud for every Rams t-shirt, decal, or hot dog at the game. Wear your heart on your sleeve and in your wallet with the CSU Visa debit card. Free with any checking account from FNBO, the bank of CSU. Get yours today at fnbo.com/CSU. Member FDIC.
All right, we're back one final time here tonight. Coors Light, Colorado State Basketball Coaches Show. Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. We're going to be here coming up in a few weeks. Next show, programming note, next show, Monday, November the 29th. So we're going to rotate between Mondays and Thursdays, but we're going to be on Monday for, I think, the end of December. So Monday, November 29th, right back here at Lucky Joe's Sidewalk Saloon. All right, just a couple more minutes left with head coach Nico Medved. Arkansas Pine Bluff coming up here as we take a look ahead. It's always brought to you by Alpine Gardens Landscapes, handcrafted for life. Arkansas Pine Bluff lost to Creighton in the season opener. What do you know about them? I know they played great and tough.
Yeah, you know, that it's interesting. They have a new coach. He was actually an assistant at Oral Roberts. So it's a very similar style of play, a lot of five-out spread stuff, a lot of new players. One thing, we watched them on film, they played Creighton the other night, and Greg McDermott's a friend of mine. They had Creighton down 15 in the first half.
Wow.
So they were kind of taking it to Creighton. They were ahead. They were beating Creighton by 9 at halftime. I thought Creighton wore them down. They pulled away in the second half, but they played pretty well. So they're a physical team. They're going to be a little bit more physical, I think, than Oral Roberts. The style is going to be similar. They're going to be a little bit more aggressive defensively. Then they got older players, you know, a lot of transfers, older players. So we're going to have to be ready to compete. They're going to play hard, and I think our guys know that. And like I told our players, I think the two hardest things to handle in life are failure and success. So I think that, you know, that's an old John Woodenism,
right,
so to speak.
Right.
And I think there's so much truth to that. But I think we have a mature group, and they understand that, and they love to play and compete. And I think they've moved on and had a really good practice today. And I think we'll be ready to compete and expect a good game.
All right, so Arkansas Pine Bluff coming up on Friday night. That's tomorrow, 8 o'clock, of course, part of the men's women's doubleheader. And then Peru State, a Division II team out of Nebraska, coming up on Sunday at 4 p.m., also at Moby Arena. And then, well, you guys are going off to the Paradise Jam in St. Thomas, Virgin Islands. You'll take on Bradley a week from tomorrow. And I like your style, Nico. Great scheduling. Well done.
Yeah, we're going to have to go rough it down there in the Virgin Islands. I did say some people, you know, it's a beautiful place and whatever, and I told people, hey, for the coaches, the film room looks the same there as it does in Moby
that's
Arena.
Right,
so,
that's right, yeah.
the coaches are in the film room. You know, we may walk out to the beach a little bit, but no, it's a business trip for us. But it's cool for the families and everything, and they do some neat events, and it's going to be a great field. You know, Bradley's a team we're familiar with from the Missouri Valley, and then we've got great teams like Creighton and Colorado, and so really tough schedule coming up. And so, hey, let's keep this thing going, man. Let's come out and cheer on the ladies tomorrow against Northern Colorado. Come cheer us on, and let's continue to make Moby a great place to play. That was a lot of fun.
All right, Nico, thanks so much.
We'll
see you tomorrow.
Appreciate it.
Head coach Nico Medved, thank you to Ryan Williams. Asher Korn was back at Learfield Master Control. Brian Ross saying so long tonight from Lucky Joe's in Fort Collins.
The Coors Light Basketball Coaches Show has been brought to you by Lucky Joe's, Waterpik, proud corporate partner of the Colorado State Rams, Bank of Colorado, there's only one, Coors Light, mountain cold refreshment made to chill, and by UC Health, the official healthcare partner of Colorado State Athletics. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Colorado State Sports Network.
1, 2, 3, 4. Those are numbers, But you already knew that. If you want to know what number you're going to pay each month for your car, use Kelley Blue Book My Wallet on AutoTrader. They're really good at numbers. AutoTrader.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.